And perhaps you're not in that right relationship with God right now. I want to talk with you about restoring your joy this morning. And thirdly, I want to talk with you about winning, and being victorious against sin. So let's begin by focusing on the battle in your mind. So first of all, I would say the battle is very real. Would you agree the battle's real? The battle is very real for all of us. The battle in your mind, the question is, how do you win? How do you win the battle in your mind? The first thing you do is you do what the righteous do. You do what the righteous do. The righteous wins the battles. You know, the elders have had us reading every morning, Sunday morning, when we start our service, and it was read this morning by Trent. They've had us reading in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, or they, in fact, the whole chapter of Psalm, we've been reading verses 1 through 2. What do the righteous do? The righteous meditate day and night. The righteous meditate on God's word day and night. I remember my granddaddy, Buddy Boy Simmons, when before he would go to bed at night, his nightly ritual, I'd see him sitting at the den, and he'd be reading God's word and meditating on it. So they meditate day and night. And here's the big one. Here's already the secret. I'll pull the veil back right now and reveal the secret. Here's the secret right now to winning the battle. Psalm chapter 119 and verse 11, the psalmist says, I store up your word so I will not sin against you. There's the big secret. I store up your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. If we're not storing up God's word on a daily basis, we have no hope. You can be a Christian, you can be here on Sunday morning, you can be here on Sunday night, you can be here on Wednesday night, but if you're not storing up the word day and night, as the psalmist says, we're not going to win the battle. In addition to that, the psalmist says in chapter 37 and verse 4, delight yourself in the word. Delight yourself in the word. James chapter 4 verse 8, draw near to God. And the result is God draws near to us. God ain't going to chase you down. God wants us seeking Him first. Draw near to Him so He will draw near to us. So how are we going to draw near to God? We're going to draw near to God by meditating day and night as we read here every Sunday morning as we get started. So, when are we going to do this? What is the game plan? What is the action plan for actually implementing what we're talking about? You've heard it hundreds and hundreds of times. Get in the Word. Study the Word. That's nothing new. You heard that all your life if you were brought up in the church. But what is the implementation plan? So, when are we going to be doing that thing called storing up the word in our heart? Well, we're going to do it early morning. We're going to do it daytime. And we're going to do it evening. You say, Jay, I got a day job. I ain't got time to be meditating morning and day and night. It's so simple. We got an easy plan of action that everybody can implement to do this thing. The big question is do you really want to win? Do you really want to win? So here's the game plan. Early morning, day, and evening. So how are we going to do it? So I want to go ahead and give you some actionable items right here. I'm not waiting until the end of the talk. Here's some actionable items as to how I personally implement storing up the word in my heart so that I may not sin. First of all, my favorite YouTube. Now, put on your seatbelt if you're not a YouTuber, if you don't listen to YouTube and all that, I got you covered. But for those of you that have your smartphone, here's the easy way. You search at YouTube, write this down in your notepad or on your phone or whatever, because you're not going to remember it. So write it down. This is an engaging talk, okay? I'm just not up here doing this. So if you want to win the battle, get your phone out, get your pad out, cut the gap, get on the pad, and let's take some notes if you want to win the battle. So YouTube, search on YouTube those exact words. Scriptures to help overcome temptation. Scriptures to help overcome temptation. It's by Rest Easy Ministries. I love this YouTube. It's 16 minutes long. Now, so here is one implementation that you can do to win the battle. I do it laying in bed. You can get up. You can go get your coffee if you want to. But I lay in bed and I listen to this 16 minutes of YouTube. And as I'm listening to it, I'm praying simultaneously. So I'm actually talking with God and I'm meditating on these scriptures on this YouTube link. So here's the question and an answer to the question. If I don't have time to meditate, I don't have time to ponder, as Granddaddy would say, you can do it laying in bed before you get up. Right? Easy, easy, easy. So, there's a YouTube link, Scriptures to Help Overcome Temptation. That's by Rest Easy Ministries. I love it. Here's another implementation as to how you can start storing up the Word before you even get up. And that's the Abide app. I love the Abide app. It's like $7 a year or whatever to have full disclosure. So if you're taking notes on your phone, write that one down right there. The Abide app is amazing. And it gives you automatic devotionals and things to meditate and ponder. Now, the Abide app makes it super easy for you. When it comes up in the morning, now I don't do both. Okay, I don't do both. I might listen to this, or I might go to my Abide app and listen to that. Now, the Abide app makes it super simple. You can do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes. So if you're super lazy, you got the 5 minute version, right? I always choose the 15-minute version, right? Because I'm laying in bed. So the Abide app is wonderful to help you store up God's Word very early in the morning before the day even starts. Now, what's another way? You can read and meditate on the Scriptures in this lesson. Now, as we go through the flip charts here this morning, you're going to see a lot of Scriptures, that we're going to barely touch the hem of the garment on these Scriptures. But what you can do as I go over these Scriptures, I'm going to give you Scriptures for morning, I'm going to give you Scriptures for daytime, and I'm going to give you Scriptures for nighttime. So if you're not a YouTuber or a Bite app or a smartphone, then you can write down these Scriptures I'm going to give you, and you can have those to read and meditate on. And something really super, super easy is if you have a smartphone, as I'm going through the flip chart, you just take a picture of the flip chart, and you got it. And you can refer back. Now, why and how is this going to work? It's going to work because you got to pull out your sword. You got to pull out your sword. Now, when are you going to pull out your sword? You're not going to pull out your sword as you're starting the morning. You're going to pull out your sword for daytime and nighttime. You all agreed with me. This is a battle. And you're not going to win the battle unless you're ready to fight. Thank you, Aubrey, for leading the song. Battle belongs to the Lord. Soldiers of Christ, arise. This is an engaging battle, and one thing that I failed at for years, is I would pray to God earnestly and fervently to help me in certain areas of my life that were temptations that was hard for me to deal with. And do you know why I failed? Because I was relying totally on God to do it, and I was not a soldier. I wasn't fighting. I wasn't pulling out the sword. I wasn't storing up the Word in my heart so that I wouldn't sin. I was praying to God, deliver me from this, and I'm sitting back doing nothing. It don't work like that. Ask me how I know. It don't work like that. The way it works is that we're engaged, we're fighting, we're a soldier, we're storing up the word, and we got the sword out. I'm going to show you exactly how you get your sword out here in just a moment. So, how do we start implementing what I'm talking about? First of all, I want you to have an understanding of this thing called cognitive dissonance. Now, what in the world is cognitive dissonance? The Apostle Paul really struggled with cognitive dissonance. Here's all it is. Cognitive dissonance is a mental conflict in your beliefs, and they don't line up with your actions. Cognitive dissonance is when you have a core belief or a core value, and you're out here doing something different. Can anybody relate to what I'm saying right now? You got a core belief. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. But out here, you're doing something different. Now, what does cognitive dissonance lead to? It causes extreme anxiety, negative self-worth, and downright depression. When I've got a core belief, I know what's right, and I'm doing something different. Or I'm not doing that which I know to do. Well, I said that the Apostle Paul dealt with the same thing. I don't know if y'all have ever heard that word, the besetting sin. I thought it was in the King James Version. It's not even there. But that besetting sin is that thing that just won't leave you alone. The reason it won't leave you alone is because we haven't stored up the word in there yet. Now, the Apostle Paul empathizes with all of us of having this problem. And the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 7 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul says, I do that which I do not want to do, and I don't do that which I ought to do. But here's the news. Paul said that referring to when he wasn't a Christian. You see, by being a Christian, we now know how to fix that. Once the word is stored up, we will do that which we're supposed to do, and we won't do that which we are not supposed to do. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 talks about this besetting sin idea. The Apostle Paul in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 talks about that sin that entangles us so badly. The sin that entangles us. Let me ask you a question, and you answer it to yourself in your mind right now. What is that sin in your life, that temptation that you've had before, perhaps you've overcome it, perhaps you have not overcome it, that entangles you? What is it? You know what it is. Maybe it's more than one thing. But the good news is we are now going to know how to get untangled, right, as we now are implementing these ideas. There's three steps to success in winning the battle in your mind. Three steps to success. And here are the three steps to success. Number one, we're going to prepare, ponder, and pray. Prepare, ponder, and pray. The next step we're going to do is we're going to play and fight. And when I say play, I don't mean play around. I don't mean play in the sandbox. I don't mean play on the monkey bars. And I don't mean play golf. I'm talking about what the Apostle Paul says when he says, run the race. He was talking about the Olympic Games. He was comparing our life to the Olympic Games. So we're going to play this thing called life and the battle, and we're going to fight. And the third step of success is we're going to praise and pray. So first step, prepare. Second step, play. Third step, praise. Now, when are we going to do this? Here's the outline for success. We're going to prepare, ponder or meditate, and pray. We're going to do this first thing in the morning. I do it right before I get out of bed. All right? So this is first thing in the morning. We're going to prepare. Part of this preparation is putting on the armor of God. And we're going to read that passage in a moment. You see, you put on the armor, and of course we're talking the spiritual armor. You put on the armor, the spiritual armor of God, before you fight. If we are waiting to put on the armor of God when we're in the fight, when our feet are on the floor, and we are in our daytime. If we're waiting to put on the armor of God, then it's too late. It's too late. Now, how often do we need to put on the armor of God? Every morning. Every morning. Because I promise you from personal experience, and you can relate to me as well, I promise you that Satan's fiery darts and arrows are going to come to you every day. And part of the armor of God is the shield of faith that can protect you against every fiery dart. We're going to talk about that. So this is first thing in the morning. We're going to prepare. Now the fight's on. Every day's a fight. Every day's a fight. Now here's the beautiful thing about the fight. With every battle we win, the devil goes further away from us. We're going to look at scripture about that. And then the third thing we're going to do is the very end of the day, we're going to praise and pray and give thanks. Now, how long does that take? As long as it takes you to go to sleep. We're going to do this at least when we lay our head down at night. And we're going to be thankful and we're going to be thanking God, and we'll show you scriptures. We're going to be thanking God for how He has delivered us throughout the day. Now, if we lost a battle on this third step, we're going to be confessing God and asking Him to forgive us as we put our head down and getting ready for the next day. Now, when are we going to do this? Morning, 15 minutes max. You can do more, but 15 minutes, first thing in the morning, while you're still in bed if you want to. Now the fight's on. This is daytime. Now ending the day. Now, I already said it. I'm going to say again. If you want to win the fight, if you want to win the battle and the fight, now it's time to take notes. So I'm going to be giving you a lot of scriptures. You can take a picture of the flip chart as we go through. You can write them down either way you want to. But I'm going to give you the sword that God has given us through His Word. So prepare, play, and praise. So let's go ahead and start with the first step. First step is first thing in the morning. And here is the preparing stage. So we got scriptures here. Ephesians, Romans, Galatians, Luke, 1 John, James, and Mark. Now, these scriptures, all these scriptures here, are actually in that YouTube link that you can be playing in your ear. Right? And if you're not playing the YouTube in your earbuds, then you can be reading those as you start your day. I can't emphasize the point enough that this is where it all begins. Every morning, this is where it begins. This right here is putting on the armor. All of it, this right here. This is putting on the armor before your fight begins in the day. All right? So let's start out here in Ephesians chapter 6. Let's take a look at this armor that the Apostle Paul talks about. I'm in Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm beginning here in verse 10. Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 18. The armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Here it is. Here it is. Verse 11. Put on the full armor of God, not just a little bit of it. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil every day. Every day. Verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers. These are the spiritual rulers, right? Against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the, here it is again, Take up the full armor of God so that you'll be able to resist in the evil day. When's the evil day? Every day. Every day is the evil day. So that you may be resisting the evil day and having done everything to what? To stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, and here's the armor. Here's the armor. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth. I'm holding it in my hand, the word. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, we're going to do what the righteous do. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16, in addition to all, taking up the, look, in addition to all, he's talking about how important this is. This is where I failed. This is where I failed for years. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith. When I am reading God's scripture and when I'm praying to God, we're going to look here in a moment as to how I have got to firmly believe with no doubt God's going to deliver. If I don't believe that, and I don't have the faith that he's going to deliver, guess what? He's not going to deliver, right? So we got to have the faith. That's the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And verse 17 is what we're talking about this morning. Verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation. What does a helmet do? It protects your head. What's inside your head between your ears? Your brain. Yes, this little girl back here is raising her hand. She knows what is in between her ears. Yes, your brain. And so when God says to store up, or the psalmist says, I store up your word so that I may not sin against you, that's what the helmet is. The helmet is protecting our heart, our brain, because that's where the battle takes place. The Apostle Paul said to guard your what? Guard your hearts. And this is how we guard our hearts, with this helmet, all right? And going through this plan that we're talking about. So, again, the armor of God. We got to put it on every morning. Now, Romans 12, verse 2, we're going to transform our mind. This is part of the process of this working in us winning the battle. We're going to transform our mind. Well, how does your mind get transformed? Your mind gets transformed by continually, morning and evening, putting the word in your brain, in whichever way that you choose to do it. And Galatians 5:16, we're going to walk by the Spirit. How do you walk by the Spirit? You walk by the Spirit being in your heart. And how is the Spirit going to get in your heart? By meditating on God's Word. Now, while we are in this first stage in the morning of preparation, getting ready for the day, getting ready for the battle, we are praying while we're meditating. So those goes hand in hand. So as we're praying and meditating, my prayer every morning is I pray not to lead me into temptation. That's what Jesus taught his disciples to do. That was part of the prayer. Pray to lead me not into temptation. So we're praying to God, lead me not into temptation. And here, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, our faith overcomes the world, which comes back to this point right here. Our faith that we just read about in the armor, the shield of faith, right? So it's our faith that is so important, working hand in hand with God. James chapter 1 and verse 6, ask in faith without doubting. That's what I failed at. Ask in faith without doubting. James chapter 1 verse 6. Look, Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Jesus said, believe you have received. Believe you have received. One of my heroes from way back to when I was in my early 20s and I had just started in sales and selling mobile homes, the company required all of us to listen to all of Zig Ziglar's cassette tapes. Now, if you don't know what a cassette tape is, you're just too young. But we had to listen to all of Zig Ziglar's cassette tapes. And one of Zig Ziglar's sayings, and of course he gets it right here from the Bible. One of Zig Ziglar's sayings was, he said, speak the future truth now. Speak the future truth now. That's just another way of saying, when you pray to God to lead you not in temptation, as we're putting on the armor of God first thing in the morning, we are believing that we have already received the blessing and that God has answered our prayer and is going to help us win the battle. So, first step, we're getting ready for the day. We're putting on the armor every morning, right? So now, here we are in the daytime. The devil is downright sneaky. Downright sneaky. He's going to show up when you least expect it. He's going to show up when you least expect it. So what are you going to do? 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. You're going to have your eyes wide open because you know he's coming. You know he's coming. So your eyes are going to be wide open. Be watchful, Peter says in chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. Now, there's no better example that we have from anybody as to how to win the battle. It's from Jesus. Jesus taught us exactly what to do on winning the battle. And here it is in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, and you know what it is. Jesus is in the wilderness, and he's being tempted by Satan. How did Jesus himself win the battle? He won the battle every time he was tempted by saying, it is written, and he quoted the scripture. Now, the best way to be ready to win any battle that comes along against Satan is to have scripture memorized. That's the best. But if you're not there yet on having scripture memorized, these scriptures right here are perfect scriptures when you are being tempted. If Jesus said it is written as he's being tempted, and he was tempted just like us, right? He was tempted just like us on all counts and in every ways. And he said it is written. So if it's not already in your mind to be playing those scriptures in your mind. And I will tell you, if you listen to the YouTube app, those scriptures will get in your mind and they will play over and over and over again in your mind. But what you can do is, you can be taking your smartphone right now as you're taking pictures of these scriptures, and when the tempter comes along, pull your app out. Yeah, there's your sword right there. There's your sword. You see, part of this process is we're going to take every thought captive. Did you know you have a choice as to what you want to think about? And when the tempter comes along and is tempting you with whatever it is, you have a choice as to what you want to think about. Do you want to keep thinking about that which you are tempted with, or do you want to change your thoughts? Well, what better way to change your thoughts than to be pulling out these scriptures? So where can these be? If they're not on your smartphone, mine are in my yellow pad. I got like a little yellow pad in my smartphone. So temptation comes along, I can pull out my smartphone, I can look there on the yellow pad, and I can just be reading and meditating on those scriptures. You know, it's funny. Your mind cannot think on two separate things simultaneously. Now, we got this popular phrase out there that says, I am multitasking. You cannot multitask in your brain. You can't do it. Now, you might go back and forth, but you can't multitask. You can only think on one thing at a time. And so, be thinking on these. So, one implementation action plan that you can do is you can have these scriptures that we're laying out here this morning, and you can have them on index cards. If you don't have them in your smartphone, take your sword on index cards in your pocket and have it on you at all times. Now, you're not going to do that unless you really want to win. You're not going to implement this kind of stuff we're talking about unless you really want to win. So, do what Jesus did. focus on the word. He said it's written. Pull it out and look at it. Right? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, run the race. So Paul will encourage you to endure the race as you read that scripture. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4. Of course, we're using spiritual weapons to fight this fight. And here, I love this scripture when I'm tempted. I love this scripture right here. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. God always provides a way of escape. And so when I'm tempted, I ask myself, God, or I ask God, where's the escape? You promised me that you would provide the escape. Where is it? Where's the way of escape? Now, I can tell you part of the way of escape is don't go down the road to start with and provide sin an opportunity and a provision. We're going to look at that scripture. Now, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Take every thought captive. As I said, we have a choice as to what we want to think about. Now, here's the scripture that's not up on the pad, but I'd encourage you to write it down where you're taking your notes. So here is a practice as to how we can take every thought captive. Philippians chapter 4, y'all are very familiar with this passage. Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 8. God, through Paul, tells us what to think about. Now, he tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, take every thought captive. So what can we think about when tempted? Here it is, Philippians chapter 4, verses 8. Finally, brethren, whatever is, here's the list. I love this verse to help me focus on where I need to be focused. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever is of good repute. If there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, do what? Dwell or think on these things. Think on these things. Verse 9. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. There it is right there. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, make a note of that scripture, and that is a beautiful verse as part of your sword to pull out. And as I said, you got to be watchful, because trust me, he's coming along. He is coming along. You want to have the armor on, and you want to have these verses ready. Here's more verses. We're still in the fight. So take a picture of this if you're taking pictures, otherwise you want to write them down. So here the fight is going on. Psalm chapter 91, verses 2 and 3. God rescues. So I'm in the fight. I'm needing to look at some scripture as that temptation is coming along. I look at this scripture and I'm reminded that God is going to rescue, right? Right here, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Rejoice in the trial. Why in the world would you rejoice and focus on rejoicing while you're in the midst of a trial? Because you know God can deliver you. And plus, while you're focusing on rejoicing that you're going to be delivered, that right there drives Satan crazy. Satan don't want you to rejoice in the trial. He wants you to feel weak. He wants you to give in. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 6 through 14. Fight the good fight. As we said, this is a fight. And in fact, when the tempter comes along, you know another question I ask myself? I say, Jay, are you ready to fight? Are you up for the fight? Because it's a fight, right? And then, Aubrey read this song, The Battle Belongs to the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. It's God's battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. The beautiful thing about this verse is when you meditate on this verse, you're reminded as to who is in control, but don't forget this part. You got to do your part. You got to do your part. I got to do my part. We got to fight. We can't just give it to God and say, oh, please deliver me and sit back and watch for something to happen. No. We got to be active. We got to be engaged. we've got to be a soldier. Another great scripture to meditate on when you're in the fight is Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, you can endure. You can win the fight. You can win the battle. More scriptures. Take a picture. You're in the fight. More scriptures you can meditate on. Romans 13, 13 to 14. Make no provision for the flesh. Solomon, as he was writing Proverbs and giving advice to his son, when it came to immorality and sexual immorality, Solomon said, don't go down the street where it happens. Don't give sin a provision. Don't even go down the street, right? James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Here's what's really encouraging. Your testing results in steadfastness. So when you're going through the trial, when you're going through the test, when you win those battles every time, it leads to you being even stronger. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. God is greater than Satan. I was telling Carol yesterday as I was preparing. I said, you know, I never noticed until yesterday when I was making the charts that the S in Satan looks like a snake. Right? So God is greater than Satan. This is a great scripture to focus on and meditate on as you are in the fight. Exodus chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. Here's the story of Moses. And Moses saying, I can't do what you want me to do, God. I just can't do this. Well, what did God tell Moses? God told Moses the same thing that God tells you and me today. And that is, I will be with you. We're not in this fight by ourselves. God is with us all the way as long as we have begun the day by putting on the armor of God. And so now here we are in step number 3. Late evening, you can do this, putting your head on your pillow. I put my YouTube earbuds back in my ear, and I listened to those verses. And now this is all about being thankful. This is all about being thankful. Again, how long does this take? As long as it takes you to go to sleep. So here's the verses. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Let's say that you lost one of the battles during the day. Well, now it's time to confess. God forgives. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. James chapter 1, verse 12. Be thankful for your crown. Thank you, God, for giving me my crown. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. Be thankful for the victory in Christ. Be thankful for the victory in Christ. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. Be thankful for your throne. We're told here in Revelation chapter 3 that you're going to have a throne. Be thankful for your throne. And Jude verses 24 and 25. God keeps you from sinning. Be thankful to God that He has walked you through the day and He has helped keep you from sinning. More verses. Take a picture. Write them down. Here's in the evening, as you're winding down the day and you're about to go to sleep. Psalm chapter 34 and verse 4. God delivered me. That's past tense. That's exactly what's in the scripture. God delivered me. So as I'm putting my head on my pillow, I'm going to say, God, thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for delivering me. Psalm chapter 34 and verse 17. Thank you, God, for hearing me. God hears and God delivers. Psalm chapter 107, verse 6. God delivers us from distress. As you're praying to God and you're going to sleep, thank you, God, for delivering me from my stress. 2 Samuel chapter 22, 2 and 3. The Lord is my deliverer. Thank you, Lord, for being my deliverer. Romans chapter 6, verse 18. Thank you, God, for giving me what? Freedom. Thank you, God, for giving me freedom from the bondage that I was in. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 55 to 58. Thank God for the victory. That's exactly what it says. This verse talks about us being victorious in Jesus. Those are exactly the exact phrase right out of the scripture. Thank God for the victory for seeing me through another day. You see how all this intertwines and keeps our mind focused on what we want our minds to be focused on. So what are the next steps? You can take out your songbook, Victory in Jesus. And I'll let you get that all ready to go, and then I'm going to pull you back in up here. So we've gone over the three steps, right? When to do these things, when to implement them. So what are the next steps on conquering your battle and your battles? I've already asked this question twice, so I'll just ask it one more time. Do you really want to win? Do you want to win? And so if you do want to win, and I know you do, then follow the three easy steps that we've laid out. Number one, early in the morning, we're going to prepare. Meditate or ponder and pray. So we're going to prepare. We're putting on the armor early morning, every day. Step number two, by the way, part of this preparation is I'm going to prepare to fight, prepare to win, prepare to praise. I'm preparing to fight by what I'm doing first thing in the morning. I'm going to prepare to win, that's as I am going throughout my day. And I'm going to prepare to praise, because that's going to be at night, and that's right here, down here. So when tempted, ask yourself, when you're tempted, are you ready to fight? Now how do you fight? Pull out your sword. Pull out those scriptures that we just went over. And then late evening, we're going to praise and pray, as we're calling it a night. Step number three, be thankful and relish in your heavenly relationship. We never want to take God for granted, right? We always want to be thankful for what He does with us. So here's my next question. My next question is, how are you dealing with your battles? How are you doing with your battle? Now, if you're not a Christian, I'm sorry to tell you, but the truth is, you can't win the battle if you're not a Christian. Because Christ says He's the only way, right? So, if you're not a Christian, in just a moment, we're going to give you an opportunity to become a Christian. We got everything ready. You can become a Christian right now if you're not. Most of us here in the auditorium are, if not all of us. Most of us are Christians. And my question now is, have you perhaps lost your joy? And do you want your joy restored? Well, you get your joy restored by doing exactly what we went over, right? These scriptures, this implementation plan, you can get your joy restored by simply storing up the word in your heart. And so you have an opportunity as well, if you would like prayers from your fellow Christian brothers and sisters. We're here to serve you in any way. My big advice and encouragement is just don't walk away from another sermon or another talk. You got the steps to implement it, and I promise you, joy awaits you like you've never had it before if you're not already there by implementing these steps. With that, if we can serve any way, just let us know by coming forward as Aubrey leads us in song.